Now, the rest of the story. This is going to be a night for you to remember. Because Paul Harvey is going to take you to a gay bar. It's called The Lion, 9th Street, Greenwich Village, New York. The room in front, the one with the actual commercial bar, is tiny and it's crowded and it's garish, but let's not stop there. Come with me into the back room, the larger room, the one with a piano. Now, it's Thursday night, that means talent night at the Lion. The night Greenwich Village denizens with show business aspirations come in to sing or to tell jokes. The winner of the contest gets $50 and a week of appearances at the bar and free meals. The losers, well, the losers get destroyed. For such is the acid atmosphere of the Lion that performers with misplaced ambitions are rewarded with merciless hoots and jeers and utter humiliation. So, this is where it happens, in the back room with the piano. There have been three victims so far tonight, a couple of singers and a comic. There has been much poisonous fun at their expense. And all three are now cringing, cowering somewhere in the darkened recesses of the Lion's Den. No winner tonight, a voice announces, and the reckless throng responds at cheering. But wait. Wait, there is one last contestant, a woman. Her name is Angelina Scarangella. Bewildered faces turn toward one another. Well, what's her story? Somebody asks, pretending to yawn. And although indeed nobody but then really cared, this is the rest of the story. Angelina Scarangella is a local girl. Her best friend lives across the street from the bar. In fact, it's he who has put her up to this. Angelina thinks that she is an actress. What she is an unemployed switchboard operator whose unemployment checks have just run out. So to fend off starvation for at least a few days more, the friend across the street has suggested that Angelina enter the Thursday night talent contest at The Lion. After all, it's $50 and some free meals. What did she have to lose? For Angelina, the more immediate question was, what could she do in the contest? Well, her friend said, sing something. I'm not a singer, Angelina protested. I'm an actress. But her friend reminded her that with the exception of an insignificant role or two, she wasn't even an actress. She was an out-of-work, broken, hungry New Yorker is what she was. And if there were only a chance that she could win the contest, she ought to take that chance. Well, in fact, if only for the sake of her pride and her sensitivities, Angelina ought not to have taken the chance, but she did. She went to a thrift shop and found a suitable dress. Went across the street to the bar and signed up. And with the phantom aroma of seven free meals intriguing her nostrils, she summoned her courage. And she strode out in front of that gleeful, cruel Greenwich Village firing squad. As she approached the microphone, the smoky, leaden air came alive with giggles. Winks and raised eyebrows sizzled from one end to the next like lighted fuses. And tomorrow at this same time and place, you're going to learn the rest of the story.